Welcome to episode 161 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. In this slightly extended final show of the year, I'm talking through a couple of corporate conferences which I photographed in the month or so leading up to Christmas. Now, as is often the case, these events can be quite repetitious. With similar considerations on the day or night, the kit choices tend to be pretty standard each time, perhaps with just a little tweaking here and there. But invariably, the images are previewed in Adobe Bridge, and it's here that we begin this episode. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 161! It's just before 9 o'clock of an evening, and I've not long got back from London. And the reason I was in London was because it was time for another photo shoot with a long-standing client, and on this occasion it was another conference. Now, I should probably explain. Conferences are one of those things which I happily photograph. I have certain ones which come every year. And other ones that just sort of from time to time just happen throughout the year. Now, I seem purely by accident to have been doing quite a bit of corporate or large corporate photography, which you've probably picked up on this over recent weeks with the podcast and what have you. But the reason I want to talk about this this evening is because I'm sat in my office here and I've got Adobe Bridge open in front of me. And purely coincidentally, because of my schedule over the last few weeks and this past week and in particular, I've got at least two lots of editing to do. And coincidentally, those two are conferences. So I thought what I'd do is talk about both of them, probably in equal measure or thereabouts, because the considerations, both technically and visually, are quite similar. So let's start with the one that I shot probably about a week and a bit ago. This is one which I shoot every year for a large corporate client who I've shot this conference every year for the past 5 years, and you would have heard me speaking about this in the past. So it's basically an event where they get their delegates to come along and hear members of the organisation speak about progress over the past 12 months and looking ahead into the new year. They always have a guest speaker, or rather a keynote speaker, and in the past this has been Rudy Giuliani, former Mayor of New York, Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State in the US there, and various other people. Now, on this occasion, this year, it was a gentleman called Mario Monti, who a lot of you may or may not know served as Prime Minister in Italy, I believe, between 2011 and 2013. Anyway, nice enough chap. Had a bit of a conversation with him and what have you. Anyway, that is neither here nor there for the sake of the pictures, other than, you know, you want to break down those barriers of communication and just, you know, get the best out of your subject. So it was the usual format. I'm just going to talk through things basically in the order as I look through the preview thumbnails in Bridge here. So I turned up sort of mid-afternoon. This went on into the mid-evening as well. So I turned up, and the first thing to do was to go to the room that was designated for the meet the keynote speaker pictures, and these are ones which the client always asks for photographic prints to be sent through. So the first few shots here are excuse me, got a bit of a dry throat after today's activity, so do bear with me. So the first shot are a couple of lighting tests. Because I wasn't using flashlight, because they tend to prefer constant light sources, and it helps. A lot of people don't like to have all the flash guns going off, what have you. So these are two 1,000 watt halogen lamps. I don't tend to use them a lot. I don't particularly like using them so much these days. If I was using constant light a lot, I would most likely switch to LED light panels. And sort of look into that and see the relative costs and so forth. Anyway, one of the great advantages with the LED, of course, is that they don't have the same heat. They don't warm up like these blooming great halogen lamps. Anyway, so first thing to do, set up two of those on some stands, bounced off the ceiling. We had a blue sort of like crushed velvet backdrop, sort of curtain backdrop. In previous years, we had a branded backdrop, but this year we had these curtains in situ. And then what I've subsequently done, or am going to be doing as I edit through them, is dropping my client's logo into the corner of those pictures, which will then appear in the final prints. So I set the lighting up, didn't have anyone to act as a dummy subject. So what I did, and it works perfectly well, I stood there with my camera, which for those shots was a Nikon D3, because bear in mind, I'm working with the available light, and it wasn't, for all that light bouncing around, it still required quite a high ISO. So to give you some idea, just looking at the metadata here for the picture, this one's telling me, where is it? Oh, there we go. So this particular test shot was on my 24-70 f2.8 lens. And the focal length for this test shot was just me pointing the camera to myself, and it was at 24mm. The ISO on this was a Nikon D3, which is great with the high ISO numbers. I'm just having a look here. Where am I looking? It's always the obvious things, isn't it? I believe, you know, I can't see it now. File properties, I believe it is. You know, my eyes are quite tired. I'm obviously missing the obvious thing here. But I seem to recall that it was somewhere in the region of ISO 6400 or 2500. Somewhere in that region. I'm sure I'll find that data. Oh, there we go. Sorry, it's right there. So test shot was f8, a 400th of a second, and ISO 8000. For some reason, and it could be that the lamps, the actual tubes, are sort of not worn out, but sort of they're obviously a bit older now. So I think it could have been that it wasn't quite as bright. For some reason, I was having to go to even higher ISO, so 8,000, whereas in the past, I think it has been more sort of 5,000, something like that. Anyway, so quick test shot, pointing the camera back at myself. And I used the Colour Checker Passport, which is a colour profiling device to make sure that the whites are white and blacks are black and all the skin tones are correct. Just held that up against to the side of my head. I had a white shirt on, conveniently. And so when I come to do the editing, I've made a start on it. With the colour sample, I just drop that onto the sort of neutral grey. And that's 98%, 99% effective first time, gives me the neutral colours, everything it looks as it should. What I also do then, with the shots that are going to be printed, I also choose, with the lab that I use, I also select colour correction, so that all the pictures are perfectly graded for their colour. So that was that. And then the next thing to do, once I'd set that up, all the delegates were being greeted not in the foyer, but sort of in a reception area. So just a few general shots based around that. The pictures were, on that occasion, let's get the metadata back again. Those were, again, f5.6, 60th of a second at ISO 500, because I was using flash, but I also wanted to get some of the ambient light in. So relatively slow shutter speed with a 60th of a second, but enough to freeze movement. And ISO 500 just bumped it up a little bit, just to get some of that extra colour and detail in the background with sort of the wall lamps and that sort of thing. All handheld, of course. Now, I don't tend to do a lot of those shots. It's not a requirement to do lots of them. you know, it's enough that they probably will have probably about, I know, maybe 10 of those shots, just to give a flavour of the meet and greet. Nothing really to add. There's nothing really notable about that. Nice enough, nice and bright and all the rest of it. So I'm just skipping down here. Bear with me if I'm sort of a little bit slow this evening. It's been a long day. Okay, so the first shots of the actual conference, there were members of the organisation who were addressing the room, and all the delegates were sat there. I was then back to using the D3. The lens of choice there was an 80-200. Usually shooting at, let's just have a quick look, focal length lens. Yeah, usually sort of round about the top end at sort of 200mm, but with an aperture of about f4, so a little bit of leeway with the depth of field, because the lighting was so generally poor. It was just ambient light, and I couldn't be using flash again, so it's whatever the house lights were. So if I look at one particular shot here, and I get the metadata up there, so ISO 4000, 250th of a second, freeze the movement at f4.5. There we go. And that was on my D3 again. I won't go through all the shots, because it was basically just repeating the same thing, going a little bit wider to back towards the 80mm lens to get the branding in the stage that the people were stood up on. Just, you know, hand gestures and expressions as people were talking there on with the lectern, with the microphones. Oh, one thing that was quite interesting, just before they're about to start, it turns out they didn't have a little light to point down to light their notes in the lectern. And the client said to me, "Oh, have you got anything in your case that that we could use?" Now, I have my Pelly case for this occasion. I had two cases, one with the lights and one with my camera gear. And one of the items I've had on review, actually, for the test review features that I put out on the website, is a little Pelly torch. Now, I cannot, at the moment, remember the exact model number, but in fact, I might be able to if I just go... Let me just bear with me. I'm just going to have a look on the Active Photographer Facebook page, because I think I made... When I first... Did I put a picture up? I can't remember. I usually put a picture up when items arrive, but I may not have done. Bear with me. Test review. I didn't on that occasion. Basically, it's a little torch which can clip onto things, and that just clips onto the top of the lectern and pointed down at their notes. So that was really good. It's a little LED light, pretty bright. So there we go. Always nice to be able to help where we can. So all much the same. Lots of delegates there. The speakers. You had the big screen behind them, so it's important to get any branding or like if there are graphs and things on there. It's always an interesting challenge to get the balance between the brightness of the projected screen and the brightness of the subject, who is invariably darker. So if you expose for him, who is him or her, if they're lit by the spotlights, the house lights, if you expose for them, the brighter areas, the display, are going to burn out, because obviously you're increasing the exposure to lighten the subject, and it means that the highlights behind blow out. So it's a bit of a fine balance. Always shoot raw with the file format, so there is that ability to pull back some of the highlights and bring the detail out. So it's not a lost cause by any means. Some of the shots, just for variety, I went to the back of the room, did a wider shot still with the 80-200, but pulling back nearer the 80mm. Let's have a quick look at the metadata. Oh, for those who don't know, metadata is all the information that's embedded into a digital file that tells you about the camera, the lens, whether a flash was fired, the white balance, the metering mode, exposure compensation, all that sort of thing. So this particular shot here, let's have a quick look. Where are we with the lens? So again, you know, sort of 80mm, ISO 6400, 250th of a second, f4.5. So I was blowing out the foreground, all the delegates. You could still see them, you know, just singling out the person speaking a bit more clearly. Again, nothing really particularly exciting. Changing the format to being a horizontal or a vertical frame. Lots and lots of the same shots just going through there. Then you've got people, they had like some chairs on the stage there to be you know, sort of like a sort of one-on-one conversations and what have you. I just skipped through quickly there because there's not much to say about that really, just getting the, you know, the expressions, what have you. Then we come to the posed shots. There's not a lot really to say, because it was literally with some gaffer tape or similar, just putting a mark on the what I do is I have the light set up and I use gaffer tape, or sometimes I prefer to use black and yellow hazard tape, because it's much more obvious. Box around the lighting stand and say, please walk, give it a wide berth. But then also put a line across, having found that position where I want, from doing that test shot, where I wanted the subjects to stand, put a line across with tape. It doesn't damage the carpet or anything. You just put it off afterwards and just say to them, please stand there, look towards the camera. I think I took 3 or 4 shots per subject, as it were. So basically the people filed in, whoever wanted a picture taken with Mr. Monty, they came in, we did 3 or 4 shots, probably could have got away with 2 or 3, just to make sure that if people have blinked that we have an alternative version of the shot where they're not, checking that their ties are fairly straight, their jackets done up, what have you. Really no time between those shots, literally less than 10 seconds. And I've explained about this before. It's very, very quick. I think on this occasion we had budgeted for 75 people. I think on this occasion there were 54 people that wanted their picture, and then groups of 2s and 3s. So actually the number of prints that are being supplied will be closer to 75. Those are going to be supplied in card mounts as well, very tasteful black with a silver trim mount. They look quite smart. I've got to put the order in for those shortly. Skipping through lots and lots of these pictures, as you can imagine, if there are 54 people, it's just a repetition one after the other. Background didn't change much. Skipping all the way through. Oh, and yours truly. I generally, when I photograph famous or notable people, I generally don't ask to have my picture taken with them unless it's someone that I particularly admire or particularly like what they do or whatever it might be, or if it was, say, it was like a childhood hero, for example. But with this client, you know, we've kind of set a precedent a few years ago. I was photographing Mr. Giuliani, and his assistant came up to me and basically took the camera out of my hand when we had a bit of a moment whilst we were waiting for delegates to turn up, and took the camera from my hand and said, you know, would you like a picture with Mr. Giuliani? Well, you can't be rude. And I said, oh, okay, yes, that'd be lovely. So we did this picture, and I shared it on Facebook, I think. And every year since, we've, you know, I've had a similar shot with whoever is the keynote speaker. So there are four shots that my client took for me, set the camera up for them, and that was fine. And then the very next shot, just back to the same old, just skip through all of those. And yeah, then there was just everyone went down to have a meal in the same room where they were listening to the speakers. So the turnaround was very quick. You know, all the tables were put out and all the rest of it. And then to top off the evening, some grab shots of Mr. Monty there singled out when he's talking to people over dinner. And then it was back to just with the conference set up with speaking. And he was then just giving his keynote speech and just a very similar thing. Shots of him at the lectern. And that was basically it. So really, you know, it's very quickly zipping through those. Now, I'm going to open up the pictures from today. It might take a while. Now, where is it? Bear with me. Where is it? There we go. It might take a moment just for the previews to... I haven't opened these up in Bridge yet, so it's going to take a while for the thumbnails to extract. I took a total of 345 pictures today. So not a great deal. That includes test shots and what have you. So just while these previews fire up, I will just talk a little bit about it. So again, another big client. I've worked with them for about 11 years, and in fact, I had a conversation with one of the team there, and we were talking about stuff that we did on the South Coast. Oh yeah, you know, 10 years ago. And she was impressed that I still remembered the details, right down to when I said we were talking about a group of kids that I photographed, and then we did a photography project with them in the community. And she said, oh, do you remember we did those shots, you know, sort of in this particular area? And I said, oh yeah, we posed them sort of sat on and stood around the railings outside their houses or what have you. And she said, wow, I can't believe you remember that. And I said, well, either I've got too much time on my hands and not enough distraction, or I'm just that good that I remember remember the details of my shoots with my clients. Anyway, so it's really nice to catch up with people, and I've done quite a bit with them recently. You will have heard me speaking about other shoots with them. It's funny, you know, when it comes, you know, as I'm recording this, it's coming up to Christmas in about a month's time. And in fact, yeah, Christmas, gosh, I won't get distracted, but that's about a month away now. But this particular organisation, a very good client, they have had me, you know, a number of times over the past month. And I've got other stuff lined up in the coming weeks as well. Bear with me. I have my colleague here, Office Cat. A lot of you will have heard me speak about Office Cat, so I do apologise if there's a bit of a clunk and the microphone gets nudged, but he's just settling himself on my lap. So two cameras in use for this shoot today. One was the Nikon D800 and one was the Nikon D3. Two lenses in use. One was the 24-70 2.8 again, and once again the 80-200 f2.8 AFS. So as this has loaded up, or is loading up, basically I've got the D800 images loading up first, but I'm going to skip past those for now and speak about those in a moment. Where are we? Okay, so very similar setup to the previous shoot that I was describing. This was in London again, and in a hotel actually just across the way from the Tower of London. Nice area over there. And there were shots of sort of meet and greets, people signing in, getting their name badges and what have you. Lots of window light there, which was rather nice. So again, just mostly with actually 24-70 for the meet and greet shots, because I could show the table with the ladies behind there handing out badges and stuff, but also showing a bit of context with the room and the delegates as they were turning up. A bit of conversation going on with people as they arrived, much wider shots to show the room in the background, a few references to the fact that they've already got their Christmas trees up in the hotel there, so it gives a bit of a point of reference for the time of year. A bit of repetition again, you know, just repeating the same shots just to give some variety and making sure if people are blinking, we've got options. Then I switched to the 80-200. I just want to check something. Let me check the metadata because I can't remember. What was the camera I used for those? So that was shot on my D3 as well. Okay, so I started off just using the D3. Let's get back to the previews. All existing light. That's right, using the existing light because the D3 is very good with a higher ISO. So just as an idea, that particular shot in front of me, ISO 3200. Flash was used at one point, a little bit later, but I'll talk about that in a while. So those are the wider shots. Then I switched to the 80-200, shooting around about f4 or thereabouts. Again, the metadata is telling me it was f4. About a third of a stop exposure compensation, 160th of a second at f4, and ISO 5000. So again, just freezing, all handheld, freezing the action. Just people chatting, networking. They did have teas and coffees and what have you, but the client requested that we didn't really show much of that in the picture, which is fine by me. Just crop accordingly. Lots of people, very active, smiling, enjoying each other's company, having a look at iPads, and there are some long shots of shooting down the length of the room of people at the far end, so it showed some banners, they had some displays and what have you. About eight of those dotted around the room. Then I had to do some posed shots of various members of the team and the organisation at these stands. So delegates obviously would come up and have a chat and have, you know, find out what they're offering and all the rest of it. So for that, I switched the 24-70. So there's a lot of back and forth. Could have kept the D800, but it's not as good at the high ISO and it's a slower camera, so I would rather take the time to quickly switch the lenses about and you know, be happy with the results. So what I did at this point, I just went around the room. Again, I think I said there were about eight of these displays. Some of my pictures that I'd previously shot appeared on the displays, which is nice. It's sort of I don't know why I should be surprised. I knew that's what they were shot for, not specifically for the banners, but these are the pop-up banners that stand about 7 feet tall. But it's nice to see the pictures being used. So just going around the room, posing people, some kind of unposed shots as people were talking to delegates. You know, just all natural light again on these, no flash. Much of the same. Then back to the 80-200, just doing some grab shots from afar. There were two rooms in use. There was room one and room two. Room one was where I was just describing there, and it had refreshments and lunch available. And then room two was basically, I suppose you would call it a banqueting room, maybe, with all the tables set up and a stage at the front where presentations and awards and things were being discussed and what have you. So again, a mix of all on the 80-200, some slightly closer crops, but also wider shots of people just talking or seated. Again, just singling people out. There's some, you know, working with a client regularly over the years, you come to know who are the kind of the real characters and personalities, people that are very lively. So you single those out with the top end of the 80-200. Just all natural light going on there. skipping on through, what have you. Then just back into room one, just for a few more. There was a request to the chief executives was there, so could I do a shot with her and what have you. Back to slightly wider for sort of just a few posed shots. Skip through those quickly. More of the same. Then we're on to the actual the shots with the presentations. There are a number of speakers over the course of about an hour and a half. Again, just off to one side mostly. I moved around to try a few different angles, but ended up settling with just off to, as you looked towards the stage, I was just to one side. And just alongside where the people were there with all the kind of the, what do you call it? All the setup that controls all the levels of the PA sort of system, the microphones and what have you. A bit of colour with a banner behind, a few balloons, just for a bit of colour and what have you. And of course it's coming up to Christmas soon, so yeah, you've got to show a bit of willing. Smiley people talking, addressing the room. The request was, as well as having the individuals like that, some shots showing the people in the room listening to what was being said. So some wide shots on the 24 to 70 from midway down the room and also from the back of the room, showing the big screen. Oh, excuse me. You know, showing the room and what have you. Skip through that, back towards the front, off to the other side now with a long lens. All much the same, just repeating again with various speakers. Then back into the other room for some post shots. There was someone that actually won a prize, so he was handed this prize in the other room. And I said, oh, guys, we need to get a picture of this. So they just posed there, making sure to remove things like lanyards that were around, around the necks and what have you. All very friendly. Then back to some sort of long lens shots again, pulling people out, individual shots of people posed. Then back into the other room after. That was a comfort break for teas and coffees. Then back into the other room. More speakers. More speakers all the way through. And that basically rounded off the day, because I started, they needed me on site at 12, that's when the event started, and I finished at 4:30 on that occasion. So that was kind of nice, but by the time I got back on the train from London, you know, just sort of sorted stuff out, backed stuff up, all the rest of it, here we are at, well, now coming up to 9:30 in the evening. So it's a been a bit of a long day. Tomorrow is, well, actually, no, tonight, the reason I'm in front of the computer is because today's client needs a number of the pictures a bit quicker. So whilst I prepare all the images and send a disc or download for them, what have you, I'm going to send through probably about six pictures so that they can be going on with that, and they'll get put on the intranet website, and maybe if there's a newsletter and what have you for the organization. So that's that. Then I've got to say tonight I've got to do that, do a few of those. I might make a start on continuing the editing of the previous conference, but then tomorrow something a bit different again. In recent podcasts, you may have heard me talking about how I've teamed up recently with a personal trainer, someone that's training me to so that I meet my new fitness goals, and in exchange for that, I'm going to be working on an ongoing basis with him, shooting imagery for his marketing purposes, whether it's for his website or stuff that goes out on Twitter and Facebook and all this sort of stuff. So tomorrow he's got a new blog post coming out in where are we now, in just under, yeah, just about, or just under a week's time. So we have discussed this and I said, right, we need to shoot a really nice solid illustration for this post. So what we're doing is, with Christmas on the horizon, this is something that's talking about, you know, keeping for all the festivities and celebrations at Christmas, a lot of people fall their training regime falls by the wayside because of you just go crazy with the Christmas meal and all the rest of it. So we've got to take an illustrative shot that is talking about just being a bit more conscious about what you're eating at Christmas. Don't go crazy. How you can, you know, combat, you know, still enjoy the lovely food, but things that you can bear in mind to make sure that it doesn't scupper all your hard work that you might have put in over recent months or over the recent this last year. So that's something just a little bit different again. So again, the variety of my work at the moment, I'm going from shooting the big sort of corporate stuff in London and around the country, through to working with people in the outdoors and fitness industry. So, you know, I love it. I love the variety. It's all a bit manic at the moment. So as tempted as I am to put in some extra hours tonight, I think I might just be a bit sensible. You might be able to tell my voice is starting to go a little bit. So I've not felt 100% recently, so I just don't want to overdo it. Tomorrow, the shoot for the blog piece is mid-afternoon, so I've got time in the day to just carry on with my editing, really. I need to put in the order for the mounts for this other client that I discussed first of all. That'll take probably get them within 24 hours, actually. Then I've got to try and get the print order in quickly. And so that's all underway. I'll probably get that done on a next day or 2 day service because time's getting on. So it's all go. It's all go. But I'm looking forward to tomorrow's shoot as well, just because it's something very different and it's going to be very, very laid back and just, you know, good bit of fun. Actually, I'm looking forward to it. And that's something that I'll probably talk about at a later date. I might record something tomorrow or I don't know. I'll either do a podcast or I'll do a write-up showing some lighting diagrams and some behind-the-scenes shots as well. Anyway, who knows? So hopefully all of that has been, it's a bit of a whistle-stop tour, but I hope that's been of interest to you. You know, it's that time of year, people wanting to get their corporate imagery together, thinking about the new year and their push towards Christmas. So I tend to pick up more of that stuff at this time of year, which I'm happy to do. I enjoy it. I enjoy it all. So and also the networking opportunities are great. There's just very briefly, this lady I spoke to today, and the lady was talking about how we'd shot stuff sort of 10 years ago, and we both remember that. She was with one of her colleagues who is basically her equivalent in their office in Kent, which is, you know, further around the coast, towards the east, or sort of southeast region, you know, here in the UK, for those that don't know. And she was saying, you know, did you just do the south coast and London? I said, no, I go around the country. And she said, what, even into Kent? I said, yeah, absolutely, especially for you guys, because you're a good client. So, you know, it looks as though there's something potentially on the horizon there. So all these things, it's just ongoing networking and building the rapport and repeat business. And that's what we like. That's why we do it. So there we go. A little bit of a longer episode today, because I just wanted to get both those shoots covered. Obviously, there's bound to be stuff that I've missed or forgotten to speak about, or stuff that's raised questions which I maybe haven't addressed. So please, as ever, I'm always open to questions, either through the comments section for this edition, or you can get in touch on all the social media stuff. That's all coming up, all the links in a moment. So again, I hope that's been useful for you. But for now, I will leave it there. Okay, so of course I forgot to tell you about the other set of shots that involved the D800, which were flashlit shots. Now, just very, very briefly, because there really weren't anything to write home about, really. There were some awards given out at one point, and cake cutting, because this was all to do with the new launch, so it was all sort of quite celebratory. So for these shots, it was the D800 with the 24-70. The flashlight was an old Nikon SB800 that was just hot shoe mounted and bounced off the ceiling. The shutter speed and aperture settings were basically F8, because there were between 3 and 5 or 6 people in each of these shots, and the shutter speed was around about a 50th of a second. So just allowing a bit of the ambient warmth and light to come into the picture. Behind the people that were posing, there were these pop-up banners again, so obviously making sure the branding's in there. But beyond those, there was also a fire exit, so I had to kind of be careful with my my cropping to make sure that that sort of stayed sort of out of the frame. And of course, some of the shots had to be shot a bit wider, and I'll just crop in when I come to edit through the pictures. So again, just getting the people to pose there. They had some pamphlets for one of the shots. That was just a sort of a group of people that wasn't an award or anything. It was just one of the teams that needed or wanted a shot there. So one of the shots, which was a bit more technical, excuse me, one of the shots was a bit more technical. We had this cake, and there was a cutting of the cake, so we did it various ways. We sort of had the banners behind them and what have you, but one of the shots we turned it round completely to face into the room, had all the people sat down behind with all the house lights, the room lights, and the shot that actually is going to be the final one that will be used. I took several versions. Of course, you're looking to balance out to get lots of colour and what have you. And that was taken at a 20th of a second at F8. So, you know, getting the people to hold quite still. Of course, flash freezes movement. So these people were quite still anyway. So 20th of a second, F8. And you just got all that lovely, rich, warm light from in the room. And in fact, looking at this one particular shot, there are some lights right at the back of the room, which were used as, you know, big spotlights aimed at the people that were stood on stage talking. And because of the aperture F8, what have you, there's like a starburst effect, which is really nice. It looks really... you just add something extra to the pictures. So a bit more of a consideration perhaps with the technical side of things, just balancing up the existing light and the flashlight again, just bounced off the ceiling. I think the ratio on that was somewhere between a half and a quarter power. And when it came to the little group shots with the awards and what have you by the banners, that I believe was full power, bounced off the ceiling again. But that was really it. I neglected to tell you about those shots again. Nothing out of the ordinary. Just simple kind of shots showing the presentations and what have you. So lots of colour, of course, with people's clothes and the banners in the background. But I just wanted to add that in. I sort of finished the recording, went away and carried on with the editing, what have you. And then I suddenly thought I didn't go back and tell you about that. So I'd be kicking myself if I hadn't recorded that a little bit extra. So there we go. And once again, for now, I will leave it there. I hope you all had a fantastic Christmas and are now all set for some wonderful New Year celebrations. Just thinking ahead then, your next podcast fix will be on the 5th of January. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.